It's Tuesday, February 15th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. One area of focus today, security, including the latest warnings and MSP vendor disclosure and bounty programs listed. This is the business of tech. This is a warning-heavy day. The FBI is warning about SIM card swaps, now an escalating problem. The FBI reports that from January 2018 to December 2020, the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center received 320 complaints related to SIM swapping scams, with the damages totaling $12 million altogether. CISA is ordering federal agencies to have the latest Apple patches out by February 25th in response to the Apple WebKit remote execution bug. The Central European Bank of Europe issued a warning late last week to prepare banks for a possible Russian-sponsored cyber attack related to the rising tensions in Ukraine. Proofpoint is warning about a low-skilled attacker using off-the-shelf malware in malicious campaigns aimed at companies in the aviation sector as well as in other sensitive industries. Tracked as TA2541, this actor is thought to be operating out of Nigeria and uses a known pattern of waves of spear phishing emails in English to download files hosted on cloud storage providers, because those aren't blocked inside larger companies. The pattern has been consistent for roughly 5 years. And in high-profile attack news, over the Super Bowl weekend, the San Francisco 49ers were hit by a cyber attack where the Black Byte ransomware gang claims to have stolen data. The leaked data is a 292-megabyte archive of files that the threat actors say are stolen 2020 invoices from the 49ers network. The FBI revealed that this same group hit at least three organizations in the U.S. of critical infrastructure in the last 3 months. And, as is the theme today, the FBI has issued an advisory on their comeback. China's rise, too, is highlighted in CrowdStrike's 8th Annual Global Threat Report. China Nexus threat actors are getting better and quicker at weaponizing and deploying exploits for newly discovered common vulnerabilities and exposures. In the past 12 months, they've leveraged new vulnerabilities at a significantly elevated rate compared to 2020. Sentinel Labs released information about modified elephant, responsible for widespread attacks targeting human rights activists and defenders, academics, journalists, and lawyers across India. Rather than focusing on data theft, the app's activities are far more sinister. Once inside a victim's machine, the group conducts surveillance and may plant incriminating files later to prosecute individuals. Google reported several pieces of relevant data. Their Project Zero released a report covering its work in 2021. It found that vendors took an average of 52 days to fix reported security vulnerabilities. Between 2019 and 2021, Project Zero researchers reported 376 issues to vendors under their 90-day deadline. Of those 376 issues, more than 93% of these bugs have been fixed, and over 3% have been marked as won't fix by the vendors, according to Project Zero. Microsoft, Apple, and Google account for 65% of the bugs discovered. Separately, the company also announced that it awarded more than $8.7 million to security researchers in the form of bug bounties for thousands of vulnerabilities reported in Google products. The figure is up from the $6.7 million Google paid to security researchers in the previous year, 2020. Google has raised the rewards for Linux vulnerabilities, Kubernetes container management, and Google's Cloud Kubernetes Engine. On the criminal side, Chainalysis revealed that victims of ransomware spent nearly $700 million paying off their attackers in 2020. That's up from $350 million in the previous report. And in the news for solution providers, Dana Epp, a well-known security researcher in the SMB space and founder of OffAnvil, now owned by Kaseya, has published a GitHub repository detailing MSP vendors' vulnerability disclosure programs, including vendors in the MSP space who may or may not have published their vulnerability disclosure program and bug bounty programs publicly. The methodology includes an automatic check against web crawl data with a human review. Now, why do we care? Keeping up with this level of risk review is a specific role in any organization now. I ask, who does it at yours or your customers if you sell any kind of security? I have three focus areas today. First, let's nod to the range of threats, from both highly specialized attackers, specifically targeting individual human rights activists or lawyers with an intentional, planned, malicious outcome, to automated, persistent bulk threats mining for money. This is a long way from a happy open internet. Second is the overall investment from those motivated to provide technology. Google is the example today, with a significant investment in bug bounties and research linked to the data, showing they're also getting some of the return on that investment in the form of fixes. It's an active spend to address the problem. This leads to the third, and it's the review of that repository. If you're delivering IT services to the SMB, this is a list you should be aware of, and pressure for your vendors to deliver on. Linode is the alternative to costly and complex cloud providers. Serving nearly a million developers and organizations around the world, Linode accelerates innovation by making cloud computing simple, affordable, and accessible. As the world's largest independent cloud provider, Linode gives its partners the ability to improve margins without sacrificing performance, provide solutions that include 100% human support your customers can rely on, scale on a platform with proven reliability, eliminate vendor lock-in, offer a smarter alternative from multi-cloud management, and design solutions with no pricing surprises. Join the movement to a simpler alternative cloud. Visit linode.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. Let me know if you've got any thoughts on those projects. Hit me up, dave@mspradio.com, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Of the MSP Radio Network.